Hello, everybody. It's Monday. This time last year, guess what was going on? I got nominated to be inducted into the Radio Hall of Fame. And there was one guy that really had a hard time with that, our longtime consultant, Tom Dovka, out of Chicago. And he came on to bitch about the fact that I got nominated for the Radio Hall of Fame, and he didn't. Also, Dean Wheeler and Wes Hurlford go at it. Wes has a new song about pygmies or something. So let's listen, shall we? Let's take a journey back to that halcyon time when it was the Radio Hall of Fame and Tom Dovka bitching about it. World famous Phil Hendry Show. Yes, I'm going to say it. Okay, don't worry about it. We got Bud and Margaret and General Shaw and everybody telling me to. I don't think I've mentioned this. If I have,
I don't think you have. Don't worry about it. Let's just say it, Phil.
What are you worried about? You worried, you know, oversaturate or something?
I don't want to hit it out of the park all that. I don't want to hit the, you know, what is it called? You don't want to hit it over the head too much. That's it. I was nominated for the Radio Hall of Fame. There you go. Now then, no, wait a second. You got Dovka coming. I've got to talk more about it. I was nominated for induction into the Radio Hall of Fame. I believe the voting starts, you know this stuff, Margaret, don't you?
I believe the voting will start on the 20th of May and concludes in the middle of June, and they will announce the inductees then.
Yeah, and Mr. Hendry got nominated and everything.
And you haven't said a word. Well, we got Dovka coming on right now. Well, he's got his point of view. Yeah, I'll bet he does. But I am very grateful. Thank you very much. It's a wonderful honor, and there's a lot of great people that are also up for the whole thing. So that's that. We got Tom Dovka joining us on the line here. Hey, Tom, I imagine you called up to talk to me about that.
About what?
About the Radio Hall of Fame.
I was going to call up. I was going to acknowledge the fact, Phil.
Let me introduce you first. Tom Dovka is a programming consultant in radio and has consulted some stations and shows that David works with, not mine necessarily.
Yeah, well, you've made that point.
No one's trying to insult you, Tom.
No, not my. Every time I come on this program, here's what I wanted to say.
Hold on. Let's not start off on a contentious foot.
No, we're not. We're not. I'm just going to say that this is the facts of life, and I don't think the facts of life are contentious. I wouldn't say the facts of life are bad. The facts of life are these. You did not want me to consult your show, and since you don't work at a radio station anymore, I can't have. No one can order you to have to listen to me, tell you what to do. See,
that's true.
Okay, and that's something that every radio consultant in the country has had to adjust to, which I guess I had to adjust. Now I find out here about a week ago, I was talking to Craig Kitchen, who's your boss over at Premier.
Right, and Craig was the guy that called me. He's a great man, and he let me know that.
I got that.
Why don't you let Tom talk? Okay, fine. I just wanted to let people know Craig Kitchen was my boss at Premier.
Yeah, and he called you. I had to call him, and I was on hold for about a half an hour.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's what I'm talking about. That's the respect that I get. And he says that Hendry, well, I called him for a whole different thing.
You called him up about consulting some shows that he's got.
I called up Greg. I want to consult a couple of sports shows that he's got now. Okay? And
what did he say?
Don't worry about it, Phil.
Yeah, right there with the lace. Don't worry about it, Phil. So,
well, I mean, Mr. Henry's just trying to find
it. Well, what is this, Phil? I called up to tell you about the stuff that I am doing, okay?
Oh, I thought you called up to congratulate me on being nominated for the Radio Hall of Fame.
I called up to acknowledge, because I said, when I talked to Craig, let me start all over again. Hold on for a minute.
Are you okay?
I got to get some air. Hey, you. Fill that up, okay? Fill that up. A couple of fingers of that. What is that? Casadora, whatever it is. So,
Where are you, man? Are you,
I'm sitting and having... Oh, my God.
He's sitting in a watering hole, I think. Are you... You're in L.A., right, Tom?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I don't know. Now I sound like a drunk who's calling in to begrudgingly congratulate you to be at the Radio Hall of Fame.
No, you don't. You don't sound that way at all. I just, I know that you called Craig, you talked to him.
I called Craig and I talked to him, and then he drops, oh, by the way, did you hear that Hendry got nominated on the Radio Hall of Fame? And I'm like, yeah, okay, you know, I called to talk to you. I don't know, it just...
Look at Tom, I don't think there's a doubt in anyone's mind. Well, I shouldn't say there's no doubt in my mind You've expressed many times on the show that as a programming consultant, you are higher up the food chain than talent.
I'm not higher up the food chain. I know what you need to do, and I'm going to tell, and I tell you what to do. See, what I do is, for you folks that are listening, I go to a radio station, and I tell the programming people and the management people, here's what you got to do to make your radio station sound like something that somebody's going to want to sit down and listen to it, and not turn it off or run screaming from the room or spontaneously need to go to a bathroom. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, either you know.
We know, Tom. It was rather colorful.
Yeah, that was quite an explosive description.
Well, what is that? Is that a reference to explosive diarrhea?
Yeah, it was great. What is that?
No, it was not.
Right, Tom, so anyway.
Yeah, so anyway, I get to tell the talent what to do. Now, with all of these independent podcasts and a lot of these guys that own their own show, I don't get to tell them what to do. So when Henry came into the focus, I was talking to David G, and I said, I can consult the Henry show, and I can make that show better. And he said, go ahead. And Henry, you said no, and I can't tell you what to do. So
see, the whole thing with you is you want to tell talent what to do.
That's what we always did. We told you what to do, and you did it. Now you get nominated, and when Craig says to me, you get nominated for the Radio Hall of Fame, I'm like, that's great. Now, you'll never be able to talk to him. Never. You'll never be able to tell Henry the stuff that he's got
to
do.
What is this thing with needing to tell me what to do? I know what I'm doing. I do. You know, you may not like it, but I like what I do. I got my fan base. I've got my subscribers. We even got some advertisers, so...
Oh, okay. You know, I remember a time, Phil, when having tens of thousands, millions of listeners, you know, it was a very important thing. Now you guys, with your podcast, you're content to have a couple, maybe two guys, maybe three people listening.
No, we're not content with that. I can tell you that my podcast gets a significant amount of downloads.
Yeah, how many?
I'm not going to say.
Sometimes by a couple hundred thousand.
I'm not going to say.
A couple of hundred thousand? Are you kidding me?
If you take the cumulative number, yeah.
Well,
I came on the show. I didn't want to mention anything. I said I got nominated for the Radio Hall of Fame. They tell me that you're on the phone.
Yeah, because I was going to talk to you. I said I talked to Craig Kitchen. He said you got nominated.
Got nominated.
You got nominated. And I said, okay, I guess I had to call him up and... congratulations.
Well, you know what, man? I don't want to make you do anything you don't want to do.
Phil, congratulations. You're a very worthy guy. You're a very weird man. What you do is very weird. I don't understand the things that you do. I don't understand how it is anybody wants to listen to it. You talk funny. I don't know.
That's it, yeah. I'm very worried. That's why you aren't really good for this show in terms of consulting.
Yes, I would be very good for your show because I would be able to say... okay, that's funny, that's not. That's, you know, and then you'd say the stuff you say, and I go, that's funny, no, that isn't funny, that isn't funny.
No, I don't, that's why I said I can't work with you. I don't want to work with a consultant like that.
But, Phil, the stuff you do is weird. And what we're trying to...
So what?
So we're trying to what I wanted to do was take the weird, is somehow roll some of that weird...
You want to roll back some of the weird on Phil,
but that's why people listen to him.
People listen to Mr. Henry because he's weird.
Oh, no, they don't. It makes people uncomfortable what you do, Phil. It makes them uncomfortable.
Makes them uncomfortable. So they're listening what?
The people are listening, yeah. But you'd have more listeners, is what I'm saying. If you didn't make people uncomfortable with how... God, you're weird.
This is why you and I could never work together.
Yeah, you know, let me tell you something, Phil. I forgot more than you'll ever know when it comes to radio business here in America.
Okay, Tom, I'll accept that.
You'll accept that?
Yes, I will.
Okay, so that when I say to you, you are weird, man, you're too weird, and you need to curl, if you could curl back the weird, have you ever seen how ladies curl their hair, you know, with the curlers?
Yeah.
Okay, if you could curl the weird back like that, if your show was a hairdo.
Phil's show was a hairdo, it would be an Afro wig.
That's what you're saying, right?
If Phil's show was a hairdo, it would be an Afro wig.
You said I need to curl everything back. Well, you see, if you live down...
out here.
You know something.
Good one, bud.
Well, that's what you're saying.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying...
You said, have you ever seen a lady's curlers?
Talking about a woman curling her hair.
I'm trying to use a visual image to curl it back. All right, back in the 50s, the guys would wear the jelly roll. That's what it is. Your show, it would be great as a Beatle haircut, but you need to curl it back and make it look more like an Elvis Presley. Forget it.
I don't know if you know what you're talking about.
Well, first of all, I do know what I'm talking about. Second of all, I don't appreciate being laughed at.
So my understanding, though, is you called. Hey, Dovka, you called to say congratulations to Phil.
Dovka? Is that what I
mean? I'm sorry, Tom. Didn't you call to say congratulations?
I called up to say the kitchen told me that you got nominated for the Radio Hall of Fame.
Okay, so that's you're not saying congratulations.
I'm saying kitchen told me, and I said to him at that time, I said, now you'll never be able to work with the guy ever again because he'll have his nose so far up his own, you know what, you know.
Okay.
You agree with me?
No, I don't agree with you, man. I you know, I made one mention of it, and I got the word about a week and a half ago.
Bill, this is you. Why don't you spit up?
I got the word about a week and a half ago. I haven't said a thing about it, and we're talking about it tonight.
You know, I just said to Craig, I think you can't work with Henry now. You'll never be able to work with him because he'll have his nose up there. Way, way up there.
No, that's not. You can't work with me because you think I'm weird, and I don't want you to work with me.
Jesus, I'm trying to tell you.
What is it about Phil that you think is so weird?
Are you kidding me? Everybody knows how weird this guy is. I'm trying to get him to what we called it. I had presented the plan to Craig Kitchen. I presented to David G. Hall. To de-weird, you know, I know you think it's funny.
I saw that. De-weird Phil Henry.
That's like de-worming.
Yes, exactly. Like de-worming. Like you de-worm a dog, you de-weird Henry.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Tom, for your time.
Oh, yeah, I see. I'm going to get kicked off the air.
No, I'm not kicking off the air, man, but, you know, I'm weird, and that's just the way it's going to be.
Yeah, you're weird, and that's just... So, if you could make $2 million... You'd just be content to make, like, 5 cents because you're weird.
No, it's not that quite extreme. I am weird. I got to accept that. And that's the problem, if you want to know, with radio in general. The weirder, they don't really, you know, you guys on the radio side never really got with the whole program when it came to content, okay?
What are you talking? You just got nominated for the Hall of Fame, and now you start to talk down the business.
No, I'm not talking down the business. I'm talking about a lot of you management types. Just what you said, weird. I'm too weird.
You are weird. Everybody listening to you knows you're weird. God, you're weird. Don't you understand?
All right, Dovka said a guy's weird. Why do you want to work with him?
So I can de-weird it.
You want to de-weird Phil and roll it back like it's Elvis's jelly roll.
Yeah, he needs to roll it back like he rolled back a pompadour hairdo. Never mind.
Well, all right, so it's great talking to you, Tom. I hope business is good.
Business is great. It's fantastic.
Okay. I thought you were calling to congratulate me.
Yes, I am, okay? I said that Craig said, what you congratulate? I am. I'm calling up. Congratulations, Phil. You've been nominated. You've not been inducted in, you know?
You mean inducted?
You haven't been inducted yet. So.
No, you're right, and I'm just grateful, and I want to say thank you.
You're saying that to me. I didn't have anything to do with
it. No, I'm not saying it to you. The people at the Radio Hall of Fame, I appreciate.
So I wind up, so here, you're saying, you're being gracious, and I'm walking back to my car with my pants halfway down. I got a brown Crohn's disease stain and wear it in the ass, right there in that ass pocket. Okay.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about how every time I come on your show, when I'm trying to get some business going, you wind up, you're looking like you're Chris Hemsworth or something. You're all, yeah. And I'm walking away with a little bit of trickle coming down from...
Tom, you're always welcome on the show.
Yeah, sure. I'm always good for a laugh.
You're the one that's making yourself sound like you're a loser. Yeah, you're a successful consultant.
I'm a successful consultant, and I'm sitting in the car having a sandwich in the heat of an afternoon sun while Henry is sitting there at the pool holding forth, and I got a brown stain in my...
You know what, man? You need a vacation.
You think so? Because I think what I...
There he is, Tom Dovka.
Yeah.
He's going to call back pissed off again. He calls back pissed off. He's going to call back pissed off. I mean, that cat is, he just cannot stand it. Not just me. He just doesn't like it when any talent anywhere is having a good day, because then he can't, quote, tell them what to do.
All right, yeah.
What, are you clapping for that, man?
Oh, sorry.
It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. So if you listen to yesterday's encore, you know that we revisited the controversy of Dean Wheeler and Wes Hurlford. There was a falling out. Well, Dean also heard the show.
Yeah, Dean heard the show, and actually Emeralda called. It very wonderful visiting with Emeralda. She said, what do you think about Dean coming on tomorrow on Phil's show and opening a window, maybe turning on a fan to sort of air out what happened?
What does that mean?
What's that supposed to mean?
Well, they didn't think it was very fair at all.
What was not fair about it?
They felt that Wes came off looking like he'd been wronged, that his song was a tremendous song, and it was turned into... You know what?
Well, I know that...
And also you had on Steve Ozell with that 500 yards of... Oh, they had 500 yards of you.
All right, so Dean Wheeler is going to be on next. I don't know what you guys just said.
He feels wronged, Phil. He feels as if Wes Hurlford came on and said, you know what, I just used the men's room. What can I wipe with? Oh, here's Dean.
Yeah.
That's what Emeralda said.
Yeah, okay. We're going to be right back. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show with Dean Wheeler.
Hey, Tom Dobke, I tell you about the Phil Hendry Show backstage pass. This is a great value. It is. It really is. Because as weird as Phil is, I don't want to have to spend a lot of money listening to him, for instance. And, you know, if you got to listen to a guy that's weird, you don't want to break the bank doing it, right? Now, as a consultant, I get that gratis. I get a pass free of charge through David G. Hall, but let's just say I had to pay for it. It's less than $10 a month, less than $7 a month for the whole year, and you can listen to this weird, I don't know, just...
Yeah, it's world-famous Phil Hendry Show. He's weird.
Yeah, he's a world-famous Phil Hendry Show. He's just weird. He's just weird.
Yes, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show with 60,000 hours of great radio and digital content at philhendryshow.com.
What, you just went like this, at Phil?
That's right, I did. What about it?
Nothing.
At philhendryshow.com, the greatest value online, because porn's through the roof.
Yeah.
You should know that, Tom.
Oh, man, oh man.
World famous Phil Hendry Show. On the line with us is Dean Wheeler from Novato, California, the Wheeler Resort. And I understand, is this a festival you're having, Dean?
No, Phil, no, it's not really a festival. It is it's something we do on our 4-day weekends when the summer starts. I was going to say when the summer starts, and we've been through the spring solstice. We have what we call our 4-day cleansings. We do yoga on the Wheeler Cliffs. We attend to each other in the tubs of love.
What is that supposed to mean?
I'm sorry?
What does that mean? Attend to each other in the tubs of love?
As much as you'd like to think it's something filthy, General.
I just don't know what it is. It's nothing extreme, General. I just don't know what it is.
When we attend to each other in the tubs of love, we are simply bathing. Everyone's wearing a bathing suit, but we encourage our guests to tend to each other in the tub of love and bathe each other, soap each other up. What about it? Well, what are you laughing at?
See, Phil finds that pretty funny. I do, too.
What is funny about that, Phil?
I don't know, man. If the Wheeler Resort...
Well, I'm not going to be on the program. I just heard Mr. Dovka. I've got a lot to say here tonight, Phil, and I'm not going to be on the program to be someone's little clown. Okay?
All right, Dean, take it easy.
Please don't tell me to take it easy, okay? Because what I heard from Hurlford yesterday, and I heard Steve Bozell, are those two guys now there... They're real tight, aren't they? Man, what are they doing? Are they swapping spit in the shower?
Hey, Dean, that's very unlike you, man.
Well, Phil, as I said, I was humiliated yesterday.
All right, well, let's just back it down a notch, okay? First of all, nobody's here to upset you or get you angry. All right, so the tubs of soaping up, what else is happening?
What did you just say?
You are having yoga.
This is you, Phil. You. Everything.
Hey, is everybody coming on this program?
You just did it again. You went, hey!
Is everybody coming on the show and listening to the way my voice is cracking? Because if that's it, we'll just do 15 minutes of that.
Take it easy, Phil.
Phil, I'm just... that's what I heard.
Yeah, I'm sure it's okay.
Yeah, right.
Just, Dean, tell Phil why you and I talked to Emeralda. Why are you on the program?
Oh, my God. Everyone looking at me like I'm the weird kid at the door trick-or-treating. Nobody's been to the door in 3 hours, and I show up in a clown suit, and I've got my uncle who's 6'8" waiting for me at the curb. Is that who I am? God, I wish I could use the F word, and I wish I could hang up.
You could do either. You can't hang up. You could use the F word, but then we wouldn't want to talk to you.
Yeah, that's what I figure.
Okay, Dean, no one is here. I'm sorry if you got the wrong opinion. No one's here to upset you. I want to find out. You called. Emeralda and Margaret had a very fine conversation, but Emeralda did say that you felt very used.
Emeralda said that Wes used you as wipe or something like that.
Well, yeah, that's pretty much it. I mean, Westgate was here was last year, and I turned on my podcast, my Phil Henry podcast yesterday, to hear the show repeated, where Wes was blaming me for the failure of There's a, you know, formerly known as There's a Midget. We don't use that anyway, and I told him don't use it. There's a little man down, and I even gave him the tune. Do you have that, Emeralda? One, two, one, two, three. There's a little man down the road. There's a little man grabbing my goat. Oh, the little man is down the road. He's down there playing with my goat. And it goes on like that. Oh, you know what? Fuck you.
Dean, you need to apologize for that right now.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you better be. Good thing we're not on the radio anymore, because that would be a finable thing, man. We'd have the FCC right up our you-know-what.
Well, that's the whole reason why everybody likes to do podcasts now, because you can say the things you want to say.
I'm sorry, Dean.
I'm trying, and this is what I said to Wes. And you played it back yesterday?
We played the show back not knowing that it was going to be so hurtful to you.
And you had this guy, Steve Bozell. And I'm sorry, Mr. Henry, but as far as I can tell, Steve Bozell is a functional imbecile. He sounds like something that crawled right out of Louisiana river water and is crawling along through the swamp until it gets to the road, then stands up and tries to pretend it's a man and hitchhikes into town.
That's Steve Bozell, huh?
This is you, Phil. That's Steve Bozell, huh? I can hear everyone there mocking me, okay? I don't appreciate it.
Steve, hold on. Steve, let me ask you, all right, because Emeralda told us that you were hurt listening to the show yesterday. What, and you feel that Wes stabbed you in the back?
Wes Hurlford stabbed me in the back by going on your program, Mr. Henry, and we haven't talked to each other in a year. By going on your program, complaining about the fact that, yes, I told him, and you agreed with it.
You're right, I absolutely did agree.
Okay, and now what are you doing? You're sitting here and breaking my balls?
I'm sorry about that.
Okay, so what Emeralda said is absolutely the truth. He stabbed me in the back, even lifted me off the ground with it. That's how I feel. That's how it feels.
And well, how do you feel betrayed? The fact that he just dumped you as a manager?
Yes. I got him signed to dates here in the Bay Area. We had him signed to a few dates in Southern California.
Was the record taking off?
No, it was not. We were doing it live, and they were going back into the studio to re-record it. That was the problem. Wes wanted more of a guitar lick opening the thing.
What do you mean? But something more country?
Yeah, more country. He wanted something like this. He wanted like... I'm not doing it good. Emeralda, here's my wife. She does it good. Do the guitar sound. Like that.
So that's an electric guitar.
Yeah, it's electric. So, and then it goes, there's a little man, there's a little man, he's getting my goat. There's a little man, there's a little man, he's rocking my boat. Oh, the little man took my girl out to her, I forget how it goes. Oh, the little man took my girl out for a date. Now she don't think I'm too great. Something like that, I forget. Do you have the lyrics, Emeralda? So Emeralda has the lyrics.
All right, so you completely changed the song, though, Dean.
You had to, okay?
Yeah, I thought you just changing the lyric is all that was needed.
You can't just change the lyric. His line went, there's a little man down the road, there's a little man trying to get... It doesn't work, because a lot of people who've heard him live know that there's a midget down the road. So we changed it. I changed the melody. And Emeralda liked it, and I think a couple of members of the band, I don't know how many people liked it, but I told Wes, here it is. This is what we're going to plug. This is what we're going to promote. Get out on stage tomorrow night and do it, and I don't want to hear any more backlip from you.
Oh, that's how you put it. That's a real good way to talk to Wes Hurlford.
Well, I had to get this thing, I had to get them up on stage and get this new song out.
Sing this, so sing it. It's called There's a Little Man.
It's just the same lyric. There's a little man down the road, 2, 3. There's a little man trying to get my goat, 2, 3. The little man is down the road. The little man is rocking my boat, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. High kick, high kick.
All right, okay, I get the idea.
All right. Mr. Eddie, just what I get the idea.
I know my voice cracked. It's something that happens in this world. So, can we get Wes on the line?
I can try if you want.
Oh, my God. Phil, what do you want to introduce that?
I don't want to talk to the guy.
All I want to do is get Wes on the phone. You guys haven't talked in a year.
I don't want to talk to Wes Hurlford. Do you understand? I do not want to talk to Wes Hurlford.
Wes Hurlford, line 3.
Go ahead. Hey, Wes.
Hey, Phil. How are you doing?
I got Dean Wheeler on the other line.
Damn you to hell, Henry. Hey, Dean, how you been? Hey, Dean, it's Wes Hurlford. How you been? I'm fine, thank you.
Well, I'm talking to Dean because he was he heard the show. We replayed it yesterday where you had on Steve. You were talking with Steve Bozell about doing one of his songs.
Yeah, what we're talking about, was that the show he's got? I'm 500 yards away from you, 500 yards. I forget how it goes. You're gonna do one of his songs, but you don't want to do, there's a little man. You didn't want to do that. No, I did not want to do that. And I stated that to you. Do I have to go through this again, Phil?
No, you do not. Let me ask you, what's going on now?
What's going on right now? We have the new album coming out. It's called The Pygmy. And,
The Pygmy? So what is that in reference to?
3 guesses, the first 2 don't count.
So you changed it to Pygmy?
Yes, I did. There's a pygmy down the road. Oh, you gotta be... excuse me, Mr. Wheeler. You don't manage the band? Yeah, the band anymore. There's a pygmy down the road. I just picked me a bouquet of roses, huh? How about that?
There's a pygmy down the road. I just picked me a bouquet of roses.
Yes. So it's not about a short human being at all. It's about me getting a bouquet of roses for my lovely girl. What's that? Nothing. Oh, so you think you're there's little man. Your music, you are not a songwriter, Dean. What you gave me was something, it sounded like maybe it would work with one of them Tyrolean Alp skip dancers or something. Tyrolean Alp skip dancers.
All right, so sorry that you two guys are not seeing eye to eye. Congratulations on is the song taking off?
Which one?
There's there's a pygmy down the road.
No, it's not. But I happen to like it. I like it. We play it in concert. Concert audiences love it. But we did not release it as a single, no.
Why? Because it just sucks every ape in the jungle?
You are you're a filthy mouth man, Dean. You still haven't gotten over the fact that I rejected you changing the words to my song.
No, but you have changed it now to Pygmy.
It's not about it's not about a little man anymore. It's about Pygmy, a bouquet of roses.
How you spelling it?
P-I-G-M-Y.
That's not how you spell pick me.
That's how I spell it.
Huh? Yeah. You know, Wes.
What?
Nothing.
Dean, it's good of you to join us from Wheeler Resort.
Are you up there at the... What are you doing? Burning incense and rubbing each other down?
They're doing a cleansing in the tubs of love.
The tubs of love? I got caught in that scene last year.
Yeah, I know you did, and it's a good thing we threw you out.
You didn't throw me out. You had to throw out that woman that was rubbing me down in the tub of love. I'm telling you, you guys, Phil, you, thank you so much for introducing me to Dean. I appreciate it. And you did do good for us, Dean, but I'm so grateful we got away from you because you wanted to change one of the greatest songs in the world.
Now, you've changed it to, there's a pygmy down the road, I pygmy or bouquet of roses.
Yeah, that's right.
Man, I'll tell you. You know, all I got to do is listen. I think I'll put that record on every day to remind me that I don't have it so bad, you do. I'm Dean Wheeler.
Hear that?
Yeah.
That was me. That was a wet belch. You know why? Because I feel like throwing up with the fact that I just got done talking to you.
All right, guys, thanks very much. Dean, Wes, sorry that we put you guys together tonight.
No, it was great talking to Dean.
Yeah, nice talking to you, Wes.
All right, thanks so much. Dean Wheeler and Wes Hurlford, and the song is now, there's a pygmy down the road, I pygmy a, you know what, that
sounds like he was just trying to think on his feet a little bit.
Wes Hurlford, Dean Wheeler, and me, Phil Hendry.
What about us?
Yes, and Bud and General and Margaret, and thank you all, and...
And again, congratulations to Phil Hendry on nomination to the National Radio Hall of Fame, Bud.
Yeah, about time.
Thank you. Thank you so very deeply. Thank you what? Thank you so very,
so very deeply.
Okay.
Oh, and I want to mention that Jackie Bales will be hosting a pledge drive on South Florida PBS very, very soon. We'll let you know when. I know that she's down taping that today. So,
all right, yeah. Yeah, PBS.
You've never watched any PBS in your life.
Yeah, I did. I watched the Sesame Seed?
The Sesame Seed. Look for Jackie Bales. Look for the blue-eyed girl for PBS. Okay, world-famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by me, Phil Henry, for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One. Love you.